아유, 로젠, 예! 야, 그러니까, 이때 장성 비졌다. 好, 我们一起来祷告.
Let us pray.
天父, 谢谢你.
Father, we thank you.
你赐下真理的话语.
That you've given us the truth of your word.
在你的真理里面, 我们得着释放, 我们得着自由.
And in your truth, we are set free, we receive freedom.
这个时刻我们也求圣灵在我们每一个人的心中来动工。
We pray that you will work in each of our hearts.
让我们领受天父要赐给我们的祝福。
That we may receive the blessings that come from you.
也求主你来祝福孩子。
祝福。 That you may bless your children.
成为你祝福的管道。 祝福我,成为祝福的管道。
That you may bless me so that I may be a channel of blessing.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
今天的题目是真有福,
So today's message is true blessedness.
我觉得年轻人好像都不讲有福,
So this is not a topic that youngsters usually talk about.
我问 Roseanne 她有福吗? 她, 好难讲,
So she asked me whether I was blessed and I struggled for a while.
但我问她幸福吗?
She asked me if I felt like I was blessed and I took a while to reply her.
所以我们都不一样, 所以我们说, 哇, 你很有福啊, 所以长得很胖。 年轻人说, 我很, 我长得胖, 是因为我幸福肥。
So, when the older generation says that, you look like you've gained a lot of blessing, it mean, usually means that you gained weight. For us youngsters, usually we say, that this is fortunate fat.
啊, 幸福肥, 哈, 所以我们就没, 我们比较年长的我们不这么说，但是呢， 有福, 我们说到有福, 或者你幸福, 你就很容易的把和财富啦, 健康啦, 家庭美满啦, 事业顺利连在一起。
So usually we associate blessedness with success in career, good health, riches and wealth, these kind of things.
这些都没有错, 这本来就是上帝赐给我们的。
And it's not wrong to associate these things with blessings.
要祝福我们在这个地上好好的去享受。
These are blessings that God has given us to enjoy on this earth.
然而我们很容易把 原本要来 这些原本要祝福我们的福呢, 我们就拿来比较。
But we often easily take this as modes of comparison.
为什么他这样, 那样, 那样, 为什么我没有, 这个, 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 这个?
Why does he have this, this and that? And why do I only have these other things?
那我要更多, 更多。
I want more and more.
比他更多,
I want more than him.
所以我们的心里面就很埋怨。
And so in our hearts, we hold a lot of resentment.
为什么我的爸爸妈妈不要 多一点的钱留给我?
Why haven't my parents left more money for me?
我们就忘了这些终究会过去的，这些东西会过去的。
And we forget that all these things will pass away.
那我们都喜欢旅行，对不对?
So we all enjoy going on vacation.
哇，旅行可以带给我们新鲜的体验、美好的回忆、放松 ，relax。
Being on vacation will allow us to relax and have new experiences.
但无论多么美好,
but no matter how great the vacation is,
旅行会结束的,
it will end.
要回家嘞,
you have to go home.
我们带回来的可能只有美好的回忆,
the only things you can bring back are the beautiful memories,
一堆照片,
a bunch of photos.
同样的, 地上的福气, 也就像短暂的旅行。
And similarly, the blessings that we receive on the earthly blessings that we receive are also like a temporary vacation.
总有一天有结束的一天，总有结束的一天。
There'll be a day that it ends.
我们要回家。
And we have to go home.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
除了这地上短暂的福，神也赐给我们天上永恒的福。
That other than these earthly blessings, God has also given us blessings in heaven.
这才是真有福。
And this is what it means to be truly blessed.
所以今天的题目, 所以我们要去认识除了地上的福, 我们要去认识那永恒不变的福。
So today we are going to renew our understanding of this eternal heavenly blessing.
否则我们会身在福中不知福。
Or we will be living a life full of blessing without knowing it.
那在以弗所书, 我们就看到, 永恒不变的第一个福呢，就是神拣选了我们。
So in Ephesians, we see that the first eternal spiritual blessing is that God has chosen us.
Yeah, 那回想我刚刚决志信主的时候
，So when I first made the decision to follow Jesus，
我内心是很挣扎。决志之后，我很挣扎，我很不满，我很生气。
I had a lot of internal struggles and dissatisfaction.
我觉得我是被逼着做决定的。
I felt like I was forced to make a decision.
我觉得我还不是很认识神嘛。
I felt that I didn't know God very well yet.
那应该让我多一点认识神，我才看看是不是要选择他，对不对？
I should wait until I knew God better before I decided whether I wanted to follow him.
所以我觉得那个带领我信主的人逼我的。
So I felt like I was forced by the person who brought me to Christ.
所以感谢主了，我今天还在这里。
Thank God that I am still here today.
是因为神拣选了我。
It's because God chose me.
如果是我选神，我肯定会放弃他。
If it had been up to me to choose God, I would have given up on him.
因为我们的人性是软弱，我们很善变。
Because it's human nature to be weak and fickle.
你遇到困难，你挫折，你不如意，你就会很容易的放弃。
Once we meet difficulty and strife, or there are things we don't understand, we will give up on God.
我不要信主了。
I don't want to believe in God.
但神他不会放弃。
But God will never give up on us.
他总是在有需要的时候，他帮助我。
He will always help us when we need him.
他鼓励我们度过高山和低谷，每一个高山低谷。
He encourages us through mountains and valleys.
这里有没有人因为某一些原因生气神而离开过神的呢？
Has anyone here left God because you were angry at him?
感谢主哦，如果听到就说你还在这里。
We thank God if you did because you are still here.
所以你应该了解我在说什么哈。
I think you'll be able to understand what I'm trying to say.
人总是以为我可以去选神。
We always think that we are the ones choosing God.
如果人能够选神，那他就不是神。
If people could choose God, he would not be God.
你想一想哦，如果人可以选神，那这位所谓的神就是一位让人来决定和定义和决定的存在。
If humans could choose God, God would become an idea that man could define and determine for himself.
老实说了哈，老实说，人不会主动去找神。
And honestly speaking, humans do not proactively seek God.
因为我们人有罪性
，because humans are sinful.
本能的我们就是离开神。
And our instinct is to leave God.
甚至我们会敌对神
，to the point of going against him.
如果这位神是圣经中形容的那位不能容忍任何罪恶、圣洁、尊贵、荣耀的神。
If God is truly the same God that the Bible describes, who cannot tolerate sin, who is holy, honored, and glorious,
我们更不会去找他，那是自找麻烦。
All the more we would not seek him because that's just looking for trouble.
有罪的人，你不会去找警察的，对不对？
A criminal would not go and seek out the police.
我想神也不应该会要我啦。
And based on this logic, God should not want me.
但是神却选择了我。
But God chose me,
选择了我们
，chose us.
所以为什么神要选拣选我们呢
？So why did God choose us?
神拣选我们的目的是要让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
He chose us so that we can become sanctified without flaws.
所以你不要以为说哇，我很圣洁，我没有瑕疵，我很好我没有做错过什么我读书很厉害。
So we shouldn't think that, oh, I am very clean, I'm without flaws, I'm very good at studying, I'm so great and amazing.
神拣选我们只有一个原因。
God chose us for only one reason.
因为爱。
Because of love.
神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以弟兄姐妹
so, brothers and sisters,
当我们被拣选到成为圣洁没有瑕疵
from the time that we are chosen to when we become sanctified and without flaws,
这是一个过程哦。
It's a process.
啊，一个过程。
Process.
我们不是被拣选就立刻成为圣洁。
So we do not immediately, from the moment we are chosen, we become sanctified.
没有瑕疵。
And without flaws.
这需要一个过程。
There needs to be a process.
所以在这个过程中，我们还是会犯罪。
And this process, we will still sin.
我们还是会做错。
We still make mistakes.
但是靠着神的恩典，会越来越不一样，阿妹吗
？But through God's grace, we will change more and more.
所以神不但拣选了我们，他还给我们儿子的名分。
So God did not just choose us, He also gave us sonship.
什么是儿子
？What is a son?
什么是儿子
？What is a son?
哦 ，Calvin 现在刚刚得了一个儿子哈。
So Calvin just had a son.
所以在旧时代，儿子很重要的。
So in Old Testament, sons were very important.
儿子可以继承父亲的产业。
At the time, only sons could inherit their father's assets.
现在这个时代，儿子女儿都一样了。
Of course, today both sons and daughters can inherit their parents' assets.
所以儿子的名分就是神称你为他的孩子啊。
So sonship means that God calls you His child.
孩子是最疼的。
Children are most beloved by their parents.
讲的就是一个爱的关系
It's a relationship of love
然后意味着我们完全的被神接纳
It means that we are completely accepted by God
是他所爱的
We are loved by him
这份关系是无条件的爱和恩典
And this relationship is about unconditional love and grace
有没有父母一辈子生孩子的气
Are there parents who stay angry at their children for their whole lives
这里都是孩子啊只有丽韵
摩斯马西亚 children, right?
你没有生你孩子气，到现在还在气。啊，小了没有了哈？有没有看到？有没有父母看到孩子有需要而不去帮忙的吗
？Are there any parents who will not go and help their children when they need it?
有没有你们需要帮忙爸爸妈妈？不管你的。
When you are in trouble, do your parents help you?
没有了哈，没有啊。那有时候我的孩子让我生气啊。
So sometimes my children upset me.
我就会骂他说：“生一块叉烧好过生你呀、啊。”
And I'll scold them that giving birth to
叉烧
giving birth to a piece of roasted meat is better than having you.
叉烧还可以吃啊
，I can still eat the roast meat.
哇，给你生气刀，让你生气刀。
This is when you are very very upset.
可是呢，当叉烧跟孩子摆在那里的时候，哈
，But in comparison.
我还是选择孩子啊。
The parents will still choose the children.
所以，我们今天有一位姐妹，她刚刚信主的时候哈。
So there's a sister who, when she just received Christ,
她就哇想把家里重新粉刷哈。
She's very happy. She wanted to redo her entire house.
然后让家里看起来好像一个新的开始，明亮起来。
To refresh her house and have a new beginning, new start.
她就去问了许多店家，都没有找到一个可以在周六上门油漆的。
So she went to a lot of stores, but she could not find one that would help her to paint her house on Saturday.
然后她就跟神说哈，她说求神帮助她。
So she prayed for God to help her.
结果呢，竟然被她找到一家价格变便宜，然后时间正好的。
And in the end, she found one that could do it for her at a lower price and on the right day.
对一位初信者，她不知道什么叫祷告。
For a new beginner, she doesn't know what prayer is.
她不懂，你跟她讲祷告，她说不要，我不会。
She says, I don't know what prayer is. I don't know how to do it.
她只是跟神说话啊
，She was just speaking to God.
然后神竟然就这样成就了。
And God actually listened and responded.
这位姐妹她经历到神听她说话。
So she experienced God talking to her.
神在乎她。
God cares for her.
因为你是神的儿女。
Because she is God's child.
弟兄姐妹，虽然说永恒不变的福气是天上属灵的福气
，Brothers and sisters, although eternal and unchanging blessings are spiritual blessings,
但不是要等到回到天家我们才可以得到啊。
We don't just receive them only when we are back in heaven.
我们现在已经得到了
，We have already received them.
所以第三个永恒不变的福就是神赦免我们的罪。
So the third blessing is that God forgives our sins.
当神拣选我们，给我们一个儿子的名分的那一刻，我的身份改变了。
So when God calls us His child, our identity changes. 啊，
当我嫁给袁绍红的时候，我变成
，When Pastor got married, she became.Mrs.
袁太太啊，袁太太 ，OK，、
yeah.
我的身份改变了
，Her identity changed，
但是我还是张月玲哎
，But she is still，
我还是原来的我，所以你可以想象一下，如果一个在街头流浪的孩子被一位王国王所收留
So imagine a street urchin child who is adopted by a king.
他从此成为王子，有了王子的身份。
From then on, he has the identity of a prince.
然后刚开始的时候，这个孩子仍然保留着以前流浪的生活那种生活习惯和思想的模式。
At the beginning, the child still maintains the old habits and mindsets of his life as a street urchin.
看到这么多的食物哈，他可能会偷偷把食物藏起来。
Even though there was a lot of food, he will hide some away.
他会害怕，现在吃了不晓得等一下还有没有得吃。
He'll be worried about whether the food he has now, will he still have it later?
他会害怕这个食物会不会被人家抢走。
Will it be taken away from him?
甚至他会害怕会不会有人来惩罚我，我就下意识就去说谎。
He might even be worried that someone would punish him, and so he would subconsciously lie.
那尽管他的身份已经改变了，从流浪者到王子。
So even though his identity has changed from a street urchin to a prince,
但他的思想模式和行为习惯还是需要时间去改变、去更新的。
His mindset and habitual actions need time to change and be renewed.
他需要不断地去学习成为王子这个新的身份。
He needs to continue to learn the values of a royal and to slowly recognize his new identity.
我们也是一样。
And we are the same.
我们是神的儿女，我们也需要时间去慢慢的改变，对不对
？We are God's children. We need time to slowly change.
我们也需要慢慢的活出神儿女那种的这个身份相称的生命。
To slowly learn how to live a life that is worthy of the calling of being His children.
那我们成为孩子的，成为神的儿子，我们的这个价值观还没有立刻就改变。
So even though we have become God's children, our values and thinking do not change immediately.
我们有犯错的时候。
There are times where we still make mistakes.
但神说他会赦免我们的罪。
But God says that He will forgive our sins.
但很重要的关键是我们要先认罪。
But first, the key is that we need to confess our sins.
因为如果我们没有意识到我们自己的错误，
If we do not recognize our own wrongdoings,
或者我们没有认为这个是一个罪的时候，我们就不会去认罪。
Or we don't think of it as a sin, we will not confess.
那不认罪就无法真正你经历改变，对不对
？And if we do not truly confess this sin, we cannot experience change.
那圣经有说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的一切的不义。
So God says that, He will forgive our sins.As long as we confess them.
所以认罪好不好
？So is confessing our sins good?
可以认罪好不好
？Is confess being able to confess our sins a good thing?
不太敢讲啊，是好的。
It is.
这样我们才可以在上帝的爱与恩典中，我们慢慢的、渐渐的变成圣洁、毫无瑕疵。
When we confess our sins and repent, we are able to, in His love and grace, continue to change and renew our mindset.
所以第四个福呢，就是神让我们参与在他的旨意当中。
So God not only chooses us, He also allows us to participate in His will.
过去我们不知道，不明白什么是罪。
So in the past, we didn't understand what sin was.
什么是罪的赦免？
We didn't understand the forgiveness of sins.
什么是永生啊？
What does it mean to have eternal life?
我不知道什么是门徒。什么是门徒？
What does it mean to be a disciple?
我们甚至不明白什么叫做去使万民做主的门徒。
What does it mean to make disciples of all nations?
为我们在这里为什么叫彼此相爱
？Why do we need to love each other?
对，这一切对我们来说，曾经是一个奥秘。
So all of this was once a mystery to us.
所以神拣选我们不是当一个摆设品。
God chose us not just to be a decoration.
在教会摆在那里。
Just to decorate the church.
不是，他已经向我们显明了他的奥秘。
He's revealed his mysteries to us.
这里知道什么叫传福音吗？
Who here knows what it is to evangelize, to spread the gospel?
我们知道什么是去使万民做主的门徒啊，我们都知道。
We know what it means to go and make disciples of all
nations. 神让我们知道，神不只是单单让我们知道，神要我们参与在他的旨意当中。
God doesn't want us to just know, He also wants us to participate in His will.
所以要如何参与？
How should we begin?
我们从你能做的事情开始哦。
From what we are able to.
可以做招待。
We can start with hospitality ministry.
我们可以去参加爱邻舍的服事。
We can participate in the Love Thy Neighbor programs.
儿童事工。
Children ministry.
也欢迎你来敬拜团。
And of course, we welcome you to the worship ministry as well.
我都不会嘞。
You might think to yourself, huh, but I don't know how to do it.
你会讲话吗?
Do you know how to talk?
会吗?
Can you speak?
不会啊。我们会讲话，我们就可以祷告，对不对?
If we know how to speak, we can pray.
你说我不会祷告耶。
You might say, I don't know how to pray.
向那位姐妹学跟神说话。
So learn from the sister in the example earlier, speak to God.
哦，你可以为教会来所望祷告。
You can help pray for the church.
啊，你可以参加祷告会。
You can participate in the prayer meetings.
所以这每一项都能成为我们参与在神旨意的方式。
So all of these examples are ways we can participate in God's will.
记得神不要我们成为摆设品啊，每每站在那里。
Remember that God doesn't want you to just be a piece of decoration.
所以无论事情的大或小，我们都可以参与在神的旨意当中。
So no matter big or small, we can participate in God's will.
因此，弟兄姐妹，我们今天如何看待我们的服事呢？
So brothers and sisters, how do we view our service today?
你怎么看待你的服事？
How do you view your service to God?
是很辛苦很苦吗？
Is it very tough, very challenging?
我们是参与在神的旨意中。
We are participating in God's plans.
我们是与神同工。
And we are working with God.
你是与神同工哦。
You're working with God. Amen.
这是神赐给我们每一个人的福气啊。
So this is a blessing that God has given each one of us.
那最后第五个就是成为神的产业。
The next is to become God's inheritance.
经文告诉我们神预定我们的产业可以也可以译为华文我们也可以译成成为产业。
So the scripture says that God has predestined for us to be his heirs.
这带有
双 to receive his inheritance.
有双重的祝福和意义。
So this is a double layer of meaning.
所以在地上我们可以有那个永恒的盼望。
So on earth we can have eternal hope.
因为神已经在天上为我们预备了产业。
Because God has reserved an inheritance for us in heaven.
所以有一天我们回去的时候，我们那边有产业。
So one day when we return, we can receive this inheritance.
另一方面呢，我们也是神的产业。
On the other hand, we are also God's assets.
我们是归属于他的。
And we belong to him completely.
我们是完全属于他的。
We belong to him completely.
对拥有产业的人来说，产业是有价值的。
So for someone who owns the assets, it is valuable.
你们有产业吗？
Do you have assets?
还没有啦。
Maybe some of you not yet.
会有的。
But you will have.
会有的。
You will have.
我产业是宝贵的，是不容易放弃的。
Assets are precious. It's not easily given up.
所以成为神的产业呢，是何等的宝贵。
So becoming God's assets inheritance is truly a precious thing.
所以有什么比神对你说你是我的？神对你说我你是我的。
What can be greater than God telling you that you are mine?
更有价值，更荣耀。
What can bring you more value or more glory than that?
所以，因此呢，无论人怎么看我
，So no matter how people view me，
无论人怎么评价你啊
，No matter how people value me，
我们都是属于神的。
We belong to God。
神看我为宝贵。
God sees me as precious.
跟你旁边的人说。
So tell the person beside you.
神看我们为宝贵。
God sees you as precious.
哎呀，你看没有？哎呀，宝贵啊，我们都是宝贵啊，宝贝啊，宝贝。好，让我们温习一下。
So let's review.
永恒的福气是，来给我下一个字。
Eternal blessings are.
神拣选了我们。
God chose us.
我们得了儿子的名分。
We receive sonship.
他赦免我们的罪。
God forgave our sin.
神让我们参与在他的旨意中。
God allows us to participate in his will.
成为神的产业。
And we become God's inheritance.
这些都是天上永恒不变的福气。
So all of these are eternal and unchanging spiritual blessings.
神已经赐给了我们。
God has already given them to us.
可能有人还在问。我如何得着这永恒的福气呢？
So maybe some people are asking, how do I receive these blessings?
那得着永恒的福气的关键只有华文是四个字了哈。
And the key to this in English is two words.
在基督里。
In Christ.
经文告诉我们在基督里。经文告诉我们在以弗所书一章十三到十四节，经文告诉我们说，你们既然听了真理的道， 就是使你们得救的福音，所以真理的道就是福音，得救的福音，也信了基督，信了基督就是我们单单的依靠耶稣基督，就在他里面受了所应许的圣灵作为印记。
So scripture says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, and you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的印记在我们里面打了印，虽然看不见。
So we are marked with a seal, even though we cannot see it.
但有两个印证我们可以知道。
But there's two ways that we can know.
第一个印证就是圣灵让我们在上帝的面前，我们不会感到害怕。
The first is that the Holy Spirit helps us to come before God without fear.
你来到上帝面前，你不会怕。
You will not be scared to come before God.
然后第二个印记就是圣灵与我们的心，我们同证，我们是神的儿女。
And the second is that the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
你祷告的时候可以呼叫阿爸。
When we pray, we can call out to Him as Abba.阿爸，
阿爸，阿爸，因为凡被神所的灵所引导的，都是神的儿子。
Because anyone who is led by the Spirit is God. Sorry,
神的儿子。
Children of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。
The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship.
因此我们可以呼叫阿爸父。
And by him we cry Abba Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
你是神的儿女吗？
Are you God's child?
是神的儿女吗？
Are you God's
child? 我们都是神的儿女。所以得着永恒福气的秘诀就是在基督里。
So the secret to receiving eternal spiritual blessing is to be in Christ.
所以在基督里神拣选了我们，在基督里我们得着神的名分，在基督里神赦免我们的罪，在基督里神让我们参与在他的旨意当中，在基督里我们成为神的产业，而圣灵是我们得着属灵福气的确据。
So in Christ God chose us. Through Jesus Christ we receive sonship. In Christ God forgave our sin. In Christ God allows us to participate in his willIn Christ, we become God's inheritance. And the Holy Spirit is the assurance that we have received this spiritual blessing.
所以当我们口里承认耶稣基督是主，我们心里相信他从死里复活，我们就成为神的儿女。
So when we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that Jesus is Christ, we become God's children.
因着信我们在基督里，并且我们就在基督里，并且圣灵内住在我们心中，成为印记。我们是蒙福的人。
And so we are blessed because of this faith that we have in God.
所以我们不仅能够享受地上短暂的福气
，and we can not only enjoy this temporary earthly blessings，
我们同时享受着天上永恒的福气
，but we also enjoy the eternal spiritual blessing。
所以这永恒的福气是为每一位信靠基督的人所预备的。
So this eternal blessing is prepared by God for everybody who believes in Him.
因为唯有在基督里，我们才能够得着那永恒不变的福气。
And only in Christ can we receive this eternal and unchanging blessing.
并且我们在这个地上，我们是活出感恩和盼望的生命。
And on this earth, we are able to live a life full of gratitude and hope.
这才是真有福。
This is true blessedness.
Amen. 所以请敬拜团。
So we invite the worship team.
让我们也一起站立。
And let us rise as well.
让我们用感恩的感恩和盼望的声音，大声的向神献上感谢。我们一起来念这段经文。
So、let's read this verse together.
一二三。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
Amen. 我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this together.
福的确据。